Glover, Charles Smith, 1814 to 1898, and first wife, Jane, 1815 to 1873, and second wife, Clarissa E., 1826 to 1905. According to Loughborough's account, Charles Glover returned from prospecting gold in California in the early 1850s to find that his wife, Jane, had converted to Sabbatarian Adventism during his absence. On Friday, she was preparing to keep the Sabbath. As it neared sundown, she explained matters to him, and he said, "I will keep the day with you." The Glovers were enthusiastic laypersons. In 1853, their farm in Sylvan, Michigan, was the venue for meetings attracting several hundred persons. And in 1854, they spontaneously gave $35 toward the $200 needed to purchase the first tent for public evangelism. The same year, Charles Glover was ordained as a deacon in the Sylvan Church. His administrative talents were employed through the years as he served on a variety of committees of the Michigan and Kansas conferences. Charles Glover professed in 1862 that even though his name had been paraded in the public print by our enemies as a vision lover, yet he was not ashamed of the visions, nor to own that he loved them. On a personal level, the Glovers and the Whites seem to have got along well together. Thus, in 1860, while James White was away from home, Ellen and her children stayed a week with the Glovers, who had now moved to Newton, near Battle Creek, Michigan. "They took great pains to make us happy," Ellen observed. Later, in 1873, when the family had moved again to Kansas, Charles Glover happened to meet the Whites in Colorado while he was there on business, and ended up spending several weeks with them at their borrowed mountain retreat. Testimonies from Ellen White to the Glovers in 1861 focused on fostering the spiritual development of their children.